Hello guys, I'm not letting you know this news for, to do a sob story, but I'm just keeping you updated because I know there's a lot of you who genuinely care, so I simply want to update you. And of course, it goes without saying that I really appreciate those who care and all the support I'm continuing to have on Audioboo and Facebook and Twitter and, of course, in speaking to me in person. I really appreciate it. But yesterday's biopsy has actually shown a tiny bit of rejection my body's having at the moment. So, of course, they're getting onto that as quickly as possible to hopefully reverse it. I won't be going back to work for a couple of weeks, which, you know, in itself sucks major because I just don't want to take time off because I want to do my own thing next year instead of, you know, taking time off, with medical stuff. I want to actually go places, go on holidays, and I think I'll still be able to do that. I'm just very careful of it all. That's all very, rary, I'm still hoping to, you know, certainly do that and go to America, probably for not as long as last time, which was a month. I'll probably end up going for a couple of weeks only, but that's okay. I'll just get to my point. So slight bit of rejection, not too major, it's only slight. So I'll be tomorrow and Sunday and Monday going into a hospital, not staying in there, just going in every day and getting a drip in for half an hour of a high dosage of the steroid. And then on Monday, unfortunately, they'll be putting a Permacast bag in to me, and we all know how I love the Permacast. And then they'll be giving me about 6 more rounds of plasma exchange. That's all I know at the moment. Those who may be new to my audio boom, are welcome to my other medical stuff, including when I was actually staying in the hospital getting the transplant. It's back in July, so feel free to go back and take a listen. I will do more medical updates for the reason that I stated in the beginning of my boom or doom, although it's more doom this time because of the news I'm telling you, not doom because of the app, which, you know, I'm grateful that they updated, so I'll call my medical condition doom. Look, I'm still positive. The kidney is still working fantastic. No problems with the kidney. Dad's kidney still aims to impress. It's just my body that's obviously not wanting it there. There's a few, I always, you know, to start with, I had some antibodies to Dad, and with the last lot of plasma exchange I had, pre and post transplant, the antibodies had gone. It seems like one may be back. I don't know how many actually. I'm staying positive. I had my cry and, I just got a real shock. I really got a shock. I didn't expect it to happen, I guess. I hoped that it was going to be all smooth sailing. And I know that you know, it doesn't always go smooth for people. You know, there's always, there's often, you know, little bumps in the road. But I had been on the Facebook groups and I hadn't had heard of anyone who had had any kind of rejection in the first 3 months, although the doctors and nurses have always warned that it's the time when it can happen the most, when the chances are highest, I guess. So that's why they pump you with tablets. I guess they won't be reducing my tablets any further for a while, which kind of sucks, but that's the way life goes. So, yeah, don't worry about me, guys. I'll be fine. It's just a bump in the road, as my a few people said to me. But I'm sure I'll get through it. And, yeah. Anyway, so in case of, in case I do a few boos from hospital, you'll know why. I just wanted to explain now instead of when I'm in the hospital tomorrow. So, well, I'm on the drip or whatever. So, you know, the nurses don't wonder why I'm, if they hear me talk, they don't wonder, they're not wondering why I'm, you know, explaining all this. not that it matters. But anyway, I just thought I'd, yeah, say that that's now. So it has been an emotional evening. I found out about this before, just like maybe a bit over half an hour, bit more than half an hour before I was due to finish my shift tonight or this afternoon. And I among other people, I rang up my TL because my, my boss, she wasn't there today, so I rang her. Mobile, and she was so good about it. You know, she said, well, she said something I've been saying over the past few months. You know, I'm more important than work, so don't think I'm, don't think I'm letting work down. And, you know, of course she was saying, you know, I can ring her up any time and just, you know, but if I ever need to chat, just give her a call. And, you know, she was really nice about it. She's certainly got different management styles to my former manager, but she's certainly a very nice, lovely and caring person. I'd say more so than my former manager. Yeah, she seems like a very lovely, lovely, caring woman. So that's good to know. Anyway, that's all for me. I'm going to go to bed and I'll be going into the hospital about 10 o'clock tomorrow, and I might talk to you from there. I might do. Then again, I don't know. I'll see how we go. I was going to make fried rice tomorrow, but I'll be pumped up with steroids. Who knows how I'll feel. I have intentions to do fried rice still. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see how we go. Rightio then. Thanks, guys. And yeah. See ya.